Well, checking sports, the St. Louis Cardinals are back in a familiar spot on top of the National League Central. Jason Hayward's third inning grand slam powered the Cardinals over the Pittsburgh Pirates 11-1 in the second game of a doubleheader Wednesday night, giving St. Louis its third straight division title and 11th since 1994. This one may be among the most impressive. The Cardinals had assured themselves of the best record in the majors this season, despite losing several stars to injury for long stretches. Hayward's shot off Bobby Lafram-Boise, who replaced an ineffective Charlie Morton, gave St. Louis an early six-run lead. Tyler Lyons had little trouble making it hold up as the Cards reached the 100-win plateau for the ninth time. The longest postseason drought in baseball is over. The Toronto Blue Jays have clinched their first AL East championship in 22 years with a 15-2 rout of Baltimore. Toronto entered the doubleheader needing only one victory to eliminate the New York Yankees and claim its first title since 1993. The suspense ended rather quickly as Toronto built a 4-0 lead in the fourth inning before adding four unearned runs in the fifth. Toronto's dugout emptied at the final out, and players jumped up and down in a mass huddle between the mound and the third baseline. Because there was a second game to be played, the Blue Jays opted to put off the champagne celebration until after the nightcap. Baltimore won the second game 8-1, and then the Jays had their raucous celebration. The Chicago Cubs routed Cincinnati 10-3 behind a 16-hit assault. Austin Jackson drove in five runs. Starlin Castro went 4-for-5 and hit his 11th home run. John Lester broke Ken Holtzman's club record of 202 strikeouts by a left-handed pitcher by fanning nine. The Reds have now lost 11 straight. Elsewhere around the league, Adrian Beltre hit the first of three Texas home runs as the AL West leading Rangers move closer to a postseason berth with a 6-2 victory over the Detroit Tigers. The Rangers start a four-game series against the LA Angels tonight at home. They need to win just one of those to earn a playoff spot. Eric Hosmer hit a go-ahead two-run homer in the top of the 10th inning, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Chicago White Sox 5-3 to clinch home field advantage in an AL division series. The Royals are one back of Toronto for home field edge throughout the AL playoffs. Houston improved its playoff chances by holding off Seattle 7-6. The Astros and the Yankees currently own the two AL wild cards. They're a half game ahead of the LA Angels. Kyle Gibson pitched six shutout innings. Torrey Hunter had a three-run double as the Minnesota Twins split a doubleheader in Cleveland, winning 7-1 and then losing 10-2. The Twins are a game and a half out in the wild card chase. Elsewhere yesterday, Oakland had a four-run rally in the seventh inning and then hung on to stop the LA Angels' seven-game winning streak with an 8-7 victory. The Tampa Bay Rays beat Miami 6-4. Boston beat the New York Yankees 9-5 in 11 innings. Also, the Giants beat the Dodgers 5-0. Philadelphia beat the Mets 7-5. Atlanta blanked Washington 2-0. The Brewers shut out San Diego 5-0. And the Diamondbacks, a 3-1 winner over Colorado. New York Mets slugger Yoenis Cespedes has two bruised fingers on his left hand after being hit by a pitch. The x-rays were negative, though. The NL East champion Mets say Cespedes was bruised on the middle and ring fingers. He was hit by an 89-mile-per-hour fastball from Philadelphia's Justin DeFreitas in the third inning. Acquired at the July 31st trade deadline from Detroit, Cespedes is batting .287 with 17 homers and 44 RBIs in 54 games with the Mets. In another ominous sign for the Mets, rookie left-hander Steven Matz has been scratched from his scheduled start today because of a back injury, putting his playoff availability in question. Matz had been scheduled to pitch in Wednesday's game and then was pushed back a day when he woke up Tuesday with a sore back following a poor night's sleep. Manager Terry Collins said the back issue was lingering. Matz is 4-0 with a .227 earned run average. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred envisions more experiments to find ways to speed up the game, such as limiting pitching changes and trips to the mound, or requiring each pitcher to face multiple batters. Concerned, the average time of nine-inning games climbed to 3 hours, 2 minutes in 2014. Owners and players agreed to install clocks to time between inning breaks and pitching changes, and to require hitters to keep at least 1 foot in the batter's box in many instances. And the average dropped to 2 hours, 56 minutes this season. Speaking at a sports symposium in New York, Manfred also said that he doesn't see any need to expand the designated hitter to the National League. Well, Kansas City cornerback Sean Smith has rejoined the Kansas City Chiefs. He missed the first three games of the season after being suspended for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. His return couldn't come at a better time, as cornerback Philip Gaines is done for the season after tearing an ACL while defending a pass in the end zone. Elsewhere around the NFL, Drew Brees' return to the New Orleans Saints lineup seemingly will come sooner rather than later, even if the club's all-time passer isn't quite ready to guarantee he'll be back under center against Dallas on Sunday night. Breeze, who took most of the snaps at yesterday's practice, says he obviously felt good enough to do that. He sat out last week with a bruised rotator cuff. The Packers have placed tight end Andrew Corliss on injured reserve, designated to return with a sprained left knee. He'll miss a minimum of 8 weeks. Corliss was injured in Monday night's win over Kansas City. Minnesota cornerback Xavier Rhodes has passed his post-concussion tests and resumed practice with the team. He was injured when he ran into teammate Andrew Sendejo during a game against San Diego last week. Rhodes is expected to be okay when the Vikings play Sunday at Denver. In basketball news, Chicago Bulls guard Derrick Rose has had surgery to repair his left eye socket after he was injured in practice on Tuesday. Coach Fred Hoiberg says Rose should be able to resume basketball activities in about 2 weeks, and that would be just 2 weeks before the season opener against Cleveland on October 27th. In racing news, three-time NASCAR champion Tony Stewart has announced his retirement from the Sprint Cup Series following the 2016 season. The soon-to-be 45-year-old Stewart hasn't won a race in over 2 years. He said he wasn't pressured into the decision and that his involvement in the death of dirt track racer Kevin Ward Jr. during a race a year ago had nothing to do with it either. Stewart says that Clint Bowyer will replace him in the number 14 car in 2017. In news regarding that Ward case, a federal judge in Utica, New York, has ruled that a lawsuit against Stewart over the death of Ward, whom he struck over, he ran over during a race, will remain in central New York. The Post-Standard of Syracuse reports the judge rejected a request from Stewart's lawyers to have the case transferred from Utica to Rochester. Ward had gotten out of his car after it spun out and was walking towards Stewart's approaching car when he was hit by the NASCAR veteran's vehicle. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.